Welcome to BookSpeak on Indiana Public Radio, a chance for members of our audience to review a favorite book on the air. In a few moments, a review of the book Mozart's Sister. But first, we look at The Memory Keeper's Daughter.
The heartbreaking first novel by Kate Edwards tells the tale that begins on a blustery night in Lexington in 1964. Dr. David Henry, unable to reach the hospital in time with his pregnant wife, Nora, reaches his clinic in time for her to give birth to their twins, a healthy son, John, and a Down syndrome daughter, Phoebe. It's here the novel intersects with the lies and secrets that ultimately unravel a marriage based on the social stigmas of the time. In order to spare his beloved wife the pain of a disabled child, he tells her the child has died at birth while giving the girl to his nurse to place in an institution. Dr. Henry, tormented by his secret, looks for comfort in his camera lens, which he calls the memory keeper. Nora complains he's becoming obsessed with photography. Why else would he bring his portfolio on vacation? So Henry describes himself as an imposter and in his professional life as a doctor. Though David Henry does not want Phoebe, she does go on to live a full life, bringing joy to the nurse who kept her. Still, the reader does question, should Caroline have been morally bound to tell Nora the truth from the beginning? Or was her moral obligation to take care of Phoebe at whatever cost? The writer's perfect prose keeps the reader turning pages until the end, when it's revealed that parallel lives have unfolded, crashing the past into the present. Edward captures the essence of the characters, and the reader will relate to the regrets, the retribution, and redemption. A story that will keep the reader captivated until the end, ultimately wanting more. I'm Sonia Jordan-Paul for BookSpeak.
During Nancy Moser's visit to the birthplace home of Mozart in Salzburg, Austria, the tour guide made the statement, "Most people don't know this, but Mozart's sister was just as talented as he was. But because she was a woman, she had little chance to do anything with her talent." And a book was born. In the book, Mozart's Sister, published in 2006, Moser tells the story of Nannerl Mozart, who was very talented and until the age of 12 had many opportunities to display this talent. The author intertwines the glamour of court performances, hardships of travel and illness, international political turbulence, and conflict of interest between those in local power and those subject to power. It is apropos reading in our own times of political and monetary unrest. Mozart's Sister is written in first person, giving insights into many facets of Nannerl's soul-searching desires for righteous living amidst the injustices and disappointments of life in the 18th century. Paul Higdon's and Bill Graff's cover illustration clearly summarizes the book. The forefront displays the elegant dress of the older sister, who is dejected. The background is the child, Wolfie, hard at work on the clavichord. This is not a musical fairy tale, but a hard look into the life and times of that era. Listen to this quote. "Mama had written about not feeling well, asking for more of the black powder we usually used for fever, and Papa had reminded her of the importance of being bled." Mozart's Sister is a wonderful portrait of the Mozart family and is so vividly written, it requires constant reminders that interspersed liberties of fiction are overlapped and indistinguishable. I think you will enjoy this fascinating step back into history for your summer reading. I'm Linda Pierce for BookSpeak.
You too can review a book on the air. Visit bsu.edu/IPR for details. Support for BookSpeak is provided by Casella's Kitchen of Muncie, the Edward Jones offices in Anderson and Pendleton, and Patchwork Perennials of Hartford City. Join us again next Wednesday at noon for another edition of BookSpeak.